Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey everybody, this episode was recorded the day before the horrible nightclub attack in Orlando, Florida. So I just wanted to let you know that my thoughts have been with everyone affected by that terrible incident, and that I'll be back to Orlando as soon as I can fit it into my schedule. Now let's go to Atlanta, Georgia. There were some audio issues in this ep, but we worked them out. Enjoy.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Very nice. Oh, the daylight is coming in through the windows. That might be a first on this show, although we did do one out of doors a couple of times. Let me get my piece of paper out so I can do this all proper like. It's also, all the lighting is coming from not the direction I need it. Coming to you for the first time from the newly reopened Punchline Comedy Club in Atlanta, Georgia! Yeah! That's right, you guys. No more zombie barn. Now we're in the intimate lounge in the back of a diner. And so big food upgrade here at the club. So that's nice. It's Saturday, June 11th, 2016. Show me those hot name tags, Atlanta. I know you brought name tags. And a lot of them. Oh, goodness. People sitting in the back have really shitty seats right now. What happened to Doug? Where did Doug go? Oh, he's behind all these giant posters. Big Travis and Little China, I like it. Shay out of Compton. Because your name is Shay?
Right.
That's your first name?
I go by it.
You go by it. It's your nickname? It's your street name? I like it. The Royal Tenenbobbies? Very nice. Abe, Pig in the City? Is that your face on the pig, Abe?
That is.
Good job, Abe. Doug and Julia, because your name is Julia, I hope, not Doug. Nice lady. Life of Brian, you didn't have to change shit on that, did you, Brian? Good work, Brian. And then Bethany Given Sunday is right behind Life of Brian. And did I see that one on Twitter? There was an issue with the printers or something?
Yeah, they cut my face off.
They cut your face off at the printers. They wouldn't print the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's weird. But at least your name's on there, Bethany.
And good luck to everybody. Great job, Steel Nicolias. Excellent, excellent work, as always. They can always count on Atlanta. On the other hand, Doug Plugs, Los Angeles, you sons of bitches. All these people made name tags, and you guys need to, too, because I'm going to be back on Monday night at Meltdown Comics. Minneapolis, Douglas Movies next Saturday at 4:20 at the Women's Club of Minneapolis. And Seattle, tickets are on sale now for Douglas Movies at the Neptune Theater on Friday night, September 2nd. DouglasMovies.com, that's DouglasMovies.com. We played Last Man Standing here at the Punchline Thursday night, and I was collecting the shitheads from all the participants, and one of them was on a Post-it that I just slipped into my pocket, and I never read it out loud on the show, so I'm going to say it now. The two-party system is a shithead. Yeah. Would have been a good one. From the corrections department, the movie Andre Vermeulen was trying to think of with the woman leaping to her death was Color of Night, starring Bruce Willis. A lot of people thought it might be Lethal Weapon, because that begins with a suicide of a lady, or maybe a suicide. But Andre told me that she would like everyone to know that Color of Night ruined her childhood. And Jim Carrey starred in Man on the Moon, not Man in the Moon. Yeah, I said it wrong and it drove people crazy. Let's check out the prize bag, you guys, from audience member Allison today. She brought a copy of Borat on DVD. That's very nice. And I brought a CD of Beck called Mutations. I don't know if that's a double or if that's one of his boring ones. Not sure why I put it in there. A book that somebody gave me. I flew all the way across the country with this book. Marijuana Horticulture Fundamentals. So yeah, whoever wins today, keep me up to date on your progress as a home marijuana grower. Speaking of marijuana, there's a nice rubber pipe from the folks at Peacemaker. And from my personal VHS collection, episode 104 of the reality show High School Reunion. Oh shit, what happened? Oh, okay. I put the other one down. I just thought I brought two copies of the same thing. So stupid. And an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Becoming Part 1. I think, is that the one where Angel fucks her and then he becomes evil? Oh no! The rubber pipe fell on the ground! Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, it's good that you're there because that's sort of thing's probably gonna happen a lot today. Let's get my guests up here on the stage. As you can see, we got four chairs, which means four awesome people are here. Please, everybody, give a nice, warm welcome to Justin Thompson, Theo Vaughn, Scoot McNary, and Russ Marquand! Russ Marquand! Get up here! Scoot on up here, Mr. McNary! Justin! What a strapping crew of individuals. This doesn't look like movie trivia contest. This looks like a lumberjack event. Why you got your camera there poised and ready to go, Theo? What's going on there?
Oh, just letting my mom's been wondering what I'm up to. And she just thinks I'm just lonely, and I'm like, no, there's a little more to my life than that.
So what are you gonna? You gonna take a picture of the audience or us or what?
Maybe if everybody, could you get everybody to say Doug Loves Movies? That would be really cool.
I don't know. It's pretty hard to get them to do something in unison.
Okay. Then I'll just stop.
Like I do at the top of every show. Oh, you're gonna record it?
No, now I'm not. I mean, I would. I just feel uncomfortable now. Let's just stop.
That's just the southern heat that you're feeling.
It is spicy.
It's like a constant hug. So you're just like, get the fuck off me for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And that's called air conditioning. Yeah. I recommend it.
Yeah, it's like a hug from a wet woman.
Well, now you made it sound a lot better. For at least half of us. Let's go down the line, meet everybody all down the row. Let's start on the opposite end there. Ross Marquand is here, you guys.
Hello.
I could never get a cast member from Walking Dead into the zombie barn. The timing was always off, but we finally did it over here. And that's why you're in town, right? Shooting the next season?
Maybe.
Yeah. Because it kind of is... Isn't it potentially a spoiler that you need to be here? Could it be flashbacks?
I'm not here for anything in particular. I just love Georgia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because when last we left you, you're one of, what is it, 9 people?
Ten people.
Who one of you is going to get clubbed to death at the beginning of the next season, which is ruining my summer. Then I have to spend the whole time worried that one of you is going to get clubbed to death, because there's nobody I would rather, you know what I mean? There's not one character that I'm like, that's the one that should get it. I feel bad for all of them, and I feel bad for the ones that have to watch it happen. That Jeffrey Dean Morgan is not a nice man. I know that's not his character name, but I'm going to judge him from now on based on that behavior. Right. Fucking Negan. So all right, I won't ask you any questions about it then, since you can't really talk about it.
I can't say shit.
But congratulations on surviving. And
I'm not saying that at all. Not saying that at all.
And sitting next to him is the sad man who needs some warm hugs. It's Theo Vaughn, everybody.
Thank you, Doug.
At first, he was just saying thank you with his mic in his lap. I thought it was some sort of conscientious objector or something.
Yeah, I'm not following protocol, really.
No, I don't know what you're doing with your knee right now.
Just being casual.
Those pants look comfortable.
Super casual move.
Yeah.
You're headlining all weekend here at the Punchline in Atlanta.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Thank you.
If you haven't seen him yet, come back. If you have seen him, see him again.
Thank
you. He does 100% different material every show.
That's demanding now.
Yeah, you have to. You got 3 shows to do tonight.
Yeah, we got 3 shows, so it's going to be a real, anything could happen. Someone's fired up back there or just, has autism, a little of something, but everybody's welcome.
As long as you pay that admission fee, you are welcome to join Theo for one of his 3 shows later tonight. Yeah. And then also, if you have Netflix, he's got a special on there.
Yeah, called No Offense.
No Offense.
Yeah, and it's a satire.
It's about a football team that only defends themselves. There's no offense.
I think that's Georgia Tech. Sorry. Sorry.
Sports. Also joining us on the panel today, very excited to have him back for his second appearance, is Scoot McNairy, everybody.
Every time you come on to one of Doug's shows, you like feel like you're going to get fired off the job that you're on or something, which you did to Steve.
What happened?
What's that?
AG, you just dropped the bomb that he was in the...
Oh, that's right. Oh. I said something about Steve Agee not being able to do an episode of this show.
Yeah, and you sort of dropped the bomb that you're, you know.
Well, no. Too. I'm just here.
Oh, okay.
I'm just here in Georgia, loving Georgia. Quite literally. Just loving
seeing
Georgia.
Seeing the sights you've been seeing for the last 3 years.
Just loving Georgia. I just love Georgia.
Can't get enough of it.
I can't get enough of it. Yeah.
Scoot, you're a real instigator. For instance, when you lost your legs in Metropolis or wherever the hell you were, and then you cause all that trouble for Superman just because you lost your legs. Don't you recognize him from Batman versus Superman? He's the reason that Superman is dead now. Thanks a lot, Scoot. Have you taken any personal heat over that?
None. Not that I know of.
You're not on Twitter or anything?
No.
No?
No.
And you're here shooting, I hear you survived to season 2 of Halt and Catch Fire.
Season 3.
Three.
And I'm not dead yet.
Yeah, but you're hanging in there. You're going to be through the whole season. And when does that season appear on the AMC?
I don't know. I think it's August 27th, maybe, but maybe it's September 27th.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it's not even either one of those days.
Plenty of time for Walking Dead to come back a few weeks later.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
That's cool. And Justin Thompson is here, you guys.
Hey, everybody.
All the listeners first met you on the Greenville, South Carolina show. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that's right.
That was a good one.
And then the other night here at this very stage, you went to battle with me against the audience members in Last Man Stanton.
That didn't go so well.
I can't judge a man for not knowing a lot of Demi Moore movies. Doesn't seem like that'd be something you need to know, really.
Yeah, I'm getting by just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing all right.
Yeah. It hasn't really disrupted my life that much up until this point, but we'll see how it goes from here on out.
All right, well, let's start with you and see what you brought for the prize bag today.
Okay, I brought a couple things called old merch. This is a sticker that has my name on it and says, Justin Thompson tours you a new one. Very clever. And I did a tour with a couple other Atlanta guys and brought some stuff that we had left over. It's working remotely, a stand-up comedy tour. We got a koozie and a medium-sized t-shirt.
Striking color.
Or if someone you know is pregnant with a boy, you could give this to them.
Yes. It's very boy blue.
Yeah, and it says our names, other Atlanta guys, Mo Aurora and Dan Emke are on there, and my face too. It's a nice gift.
I'm doubting it. It is wonderful.
It's very soft, and I also cleared out a few DVDs from the personal collection. Criterion Collection Life Aquatic. And this makes me laugh so much. Radiant Fireplace 2.
What is it?
I had
like
that.
A really radiant fireplace.
Title.
Yeah, there's no colon, sir. Shay.
Here's the tagline, shot in high definition. Don't worry if you didn't see the first one. They explain it all in the
first.
Oh,
there's a recap at the beginning? Previously on Radiant Fireplace.
Yeah. It answers all the questions you had from Radiant Fireplace the first. And the reason I'm getting rid of it, the DVD, is because I have it on Blu-ray now, so we're good.
It's the perfect season for just popping in a fireplace video. Just cozying up to it. All right, let's go down to the other end down there with Ross and see what he's got for the bag.
So, as we all know, Halloween's just around the corner. So I got a adorable little ghost. Just a little ghost hanging from a tree. It's hilarious. You know, he's got a pumpkin. It's great. You know, so that's one thing.
That is nice.
I was in San Antonio, Texas. They've never heard of it. I got a little sombrero in San Antonio, Texas. Oh,
you might be the first guest who's traveled to get stuff for the band.
Everyone loves Hotel Transylvania, right? Hotel Transylvania 2 Happy Meal toy. Adam Sandler's finest.
What child did you take that from? Or did you order a Happy Meal?
I did order a Happy Meal. I was in Philly last year and I met Bam Margera. You guys know Bam Margera?
Yeah.
Sure. And he has a CD. Do you guys know about this? It's called Fuckface Unstoppable. Not even kidding. Fuckface Unstoppable. Like there was one fuckface that was totally stoppable, but he's the unstoppable one. It's called Fuckface Unstoppable. And then I was in Japan. I did travel everywhere for this. I was at a convention and a fan gave me this. It's a zombie face mask. So this clears out your pores, apparently. I don't read or speak Japanese, so I'm not sure. I tried Google Translate, it didn't work. So I'm not sure what's in this. You might not want to put it on your face. But there you go. So those are my guests.
Thank you.
Lovely contributions. What do you got, Theo?
Well, my gifts aren't as strong as this fellow's, that's for sure, buddy.
Would you just rather not talk about it?
I mean, I feel like that kind of... I feel like the cheap family member at Christmas.
Some people go way overboard. That's why you're not last. The last gift is crazy today.
Okay, yeah. I went underboard. I got my album. My first album, it's called Midgets vs. Cats. Thank you. Because I saw... So this does come from a sentimental place. I saw two cats attack a midget in Hermosa Beach. And I did. And it's been on my heart. And so I got that. And then I have a 50 milligram of sertraline. That's generic Zoloft.
Wait, maybe you did bring the best thing.
Yep. And the funny thing is, I need it today because I'm on the road for 8 days and I only have eight, but I'm willing to sacrifice that and give that to somebody else who needs it. And I'll make it up to whoever if they win with me. If that's how it works. I don't even know the rules of the game. I don't watch a lot of movies. We don't have a lot of that.
You did all right the last time you were on, though.
I didn't.
Okay. Well, so someone that...
I like Family Man. Have y'all seen that? Isn't it good, dude? When he's at the airport and she's doing the... She's leaving and...
You talked about this the last time.
Yeah. I will probably do a special episode.
Doug loves Family Man.
Yeah. Now that I would
Doug
know about.
Doug and Theo hashing out Family Man.
Yeah. We bought a house in Jersey. We've got two kids, Annie and Josh.
That's from Family Man?
Yeah. It's good.
All the great lines from that movie. I'm going to the store.
Nicolas Cage? What was that?
Yes, Nicolas Cage, brother.
Yeah. And Weatherman.
It just hits you right in the heart hard. You better don't watch it alone. I wouldn't.
Well, hopefully that'll come up today. Yeah. It might be one of the answers.
Yeah.
And Scoot, tell us what you brought, buddy, because this is crazy.
So crazy.
Yeah. Call me maybe.
So... Oh, this or the other. This is the crazy one. This is a Lord of the Rings coloring book.
I want that. I want that.
This is the kind of crowds I have to deal with. They get that excited.
It's a limited edition, and this is like 500 of like 25,000.
That's pretty cool.
I'll pass that down.
Only 25,000 of these exist.
And then this is... A PlayStation.
What?
And I'm not really donating it, so I can't take full credit
from
it.
Yeah, tell us the story of this PlayStation.
Well, I mean, it's an Xbox. I play video games all the time.
I feel like you're sponsored and you forgot who your sponsor was. Like, is that
I'm
what happened?
I'm happy because now we might get kicked something for both companies.
So it's an Xbox.
Xbox One.
And Matt Lillard came on our show and he bought it at the, I'm assuming the Target because it was in a Target bag sitting over at our house. And I was like, whose Xbox is this? It's just been sitting here for weeks. And so we figured it out. It was Matt Lillard's. And I was like, Matt, your Xbox is over here. And he's like, I don't want it. Just give it away to some kid. And so as I was running out the door, I was like, what do I bring? And I was like, I'll bring that Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Someone who's a kid at heart is going to win this today.
And for some reason, I don't know if they sell them like this, but like when I went to grab it, like the controller wasn't in the box. And I swear we didn't steal this, but maybe there's a piece in when it was repacked or whatever that, because Matt played it once or twice, so his name may be on there when you plug it in, so.
You may have to, all your high scores are just going to be Matt. We got a beer down?
He only played it for a week. I don't know how high his scores got.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's the great thing, you guys, is you know who Matthew Lillard is, right? When you guys, whoever wins this, when you're playing it with your friends or when they come over and go, what's that box in the corner? you can say, Shaggy gave me that. That's a pretty nice distinction. All right, so all of that stuff is going in the prize bag. Good job, gentlemen. This is one of the better ones.
You're welcome.
It's more than one bag. That's how good it is. Let's start on the other end with Ross, and you have to answer the question I ask everybody on every episode, and that is, what was the last movie you saw?
And I will answer that, but I do want to just go back to what we were talking about before, to Scoot's point. There's like 1,000 things being shot out here right now, so it doesn't say anything. I'm not spoiling anything. Anyway, the last, you know, there's Marvel movies. Maybe I'm on Halt and Catch Fire. You never know.
Maybe I'm on The Walking Dead. Yeah. I don't know.
We do a trade-off thing. Last movie I saw was Captain America Team Police. World Police, Civil War. That was good, yeah.
You likey?
I likey, yeah, I like it a lot.
How many of the Avengers do you do impressions of?
I don't think I do. I would do like a fast like Robert Downey Jr. or something. You know, like really fast like Robert Downey Jr. I don't know. I've never really tried it. I've never tried it.
If you keep saying his name over and over, we'll believe it.
So yeah, sure. I'm Iron Man. Yeah. I don't know. I've never tried it. I should try that. Yeah.
You could probably do a good Cheadle, I bet. You could do a Cheadle.
A Cheadle. I think it's a Pacino. Yeah.
Yeah. I know you could do Pacino. Do Pacino if he was Iron Man.
Whoa! Here I am. Thing in my heart. Can't believe it. It's burning. I've got all this rage down here. You can't fucking believe it. Crazy. I am Iron Man.
Theo, same question. Do an impression of...
I only have one impression.
Oh, you do have one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fun. What is it?
Your natural voice is kind of McConaughey-esque.
I know what it is. It's it's Morgan Freeman's.
They said it would take a man 600 years to get out of this here prison. But Andy Dufresne did it in less than 20. That's it.
The beginning of it's a
and
little
that
better
line,
than
of course, is from March of the Penguins.
Yeah.
That's such a fucking great idea. Who does fucking Morgan Freeman impersonations, but they're all from March of the Penguins?
It was cold out there for them little boys.
I thought he did Mr. Popper's Penguins. Didn't he voice over that?
No. That's the wrong Jim Carrey, Morgan Freeman movie. What was the last movie you saw, Theo? Could be in any format. Doesn't have to be in a theater.
No, I know what it was. It was Underworld. Something with the Underworld in it. What is that movie with the Underworld?
Underworld?
Waterworld.
No.
But there's a few Underworld movies. The titles are confusing because they're Underworld, Overworld.
Want to have like a big shark at the end. Jurassic Waterworld, but in Spanish. Actually, I saw it in Spanish. Dinosaurios.
Jurassic World. There you go.
In Espanol.
You nailed it.
Yeah. El Parque de Dinosaurios. I did. I watched it.
Do the dinosaurs speak Spanish too? Were they dubbed by Spanish dinosaurs?
Yeah, do you have a Spanish dinosaur impersonation?
Dios mío, un meteor. I'm like, no. Ay, caramba.
That's Bart Simpson.
Eat my shorts. So, let's move on to Scoot. Scoot, I know you're busy, you're busy shooting many days a week here, but do you have time to see movies at all?
I watched Tombstone. Like I think like a week ago. That was the first movie I watched in a couple of months.
You'd seen it before?
Yeah, yeah. Not too many times. Probably seen it.
But it's a great movie.
Great movie.
Val Kilmer's amazing.
No, I started watching Hateful Eight. Is that the Quentin Tarantino one?
You're confusing Tombstone with Hateful
Eight. No, I watched them both. But when I saw the Hateful
Similar
Eight, I remember
Kurt Russell,
and I was like, oh, I want to go back and watch Tombstone.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both great. I love that. I love me some Kurt Russell. Bone Tomahawk, you got to see that.
No, that's what someone told me when I was telling them I'd watch Tombstone. They're like, you got to see Bone Tomahawk. Yeah.
You will complete the Kurt Russell crazy Western mustache trilogy if you see that. It might be my favorite of the three, but I've said too much. Justin.
Earlier today, I saw half of The Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
And then find out what happened half or the what's going on half?
The first half, so don't ruin it for me.
You already know how it ends, though, right?
I think that Kevin Spacey's a good actor, you know?
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I'll see the rest later. I've never seen it.
And it has been spoiled how it ends?
I know how it ends.
Oh, okay.
I know, right?
People are so sad for you.
I'm glad you guys are on my side. The last movie I saw incomplete was Room. That was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was really good. Big fan of that. Loved it. I was, I just love seeing women be held down. I love that movie, like the second half was still very good and exciting, not to give anything away. It was just a great script.
Yeah, I enjoyed that movie a great deal.
Yeah, I liked it.
You saw that too?
I'm pretty sure I did. The Room?
Not The Room.
Yeah.
Just Room.
Yeah, I think I was just looking at something on Zillow. I don't even... Yeah, my bad, guys. I'm in my head.
Hey, Ross, do Al Pacino doing an advertisement for Zillow.
Okay, here's the deal. We've got listings aplenty. You want a studio? You want a big house? You want a fucking room? We got them all.
I just wanted to hear Al Pacino say Zillow and you didn't say it once.
Zillow.
Oh, what was the last movie I saw? I was watching Bring It On in the hotel room. Yeah, you don't need to know what else I was doing. Now it's a part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Gentlemen, look at all these name tags. Oh, we've got an amazing, dazzling array of name tags for you to choose from.
Ooh, I like that.
So just get up from your seats and go physically grab the name tag of the person you'd like to play for.
Life Aquatic one.
And while you do that, we'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. You know how it works. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure you head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. Loot Crate is more than just a subscription service. It's an entire community of fans that share their experience and interact with each other around the unboxing of each month's crate. And they guarantee $40 plus in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month there's a different theme and all items are curated around that theme. Previous crates have included items from franchises like Star Wars, The Walking Dead, Marvel, The Legend of Zelda, and many more. Pop culture is full of brave new worlds and societies in flux that don't always turn out for the best. June's theme will be exploring some of the ways things can go wrong with dystopia, featuring classics RoboCop, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, and The Matrix, and new faves BioShock Infinite and Fallout 4. We've got a figure, cool collectibles, and, of course, our dystoporific monthly tea. Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that is it. It's over. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today. you love books but find that you never have time to read them? Well, Audible.com is the perfect solution. Get audiobooks and listen to those books you've been meaning to read while on the go, at the gym, during your commute. You know how this works. Audible.com provides over 250,000 titles from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. Their app is free and works on iPhones, iPad, Android, and Windows Phone. You can also download and listen on your Kindle Fire and over 500 MP3 players. And unlike a streaming or rental service, with Audible, you own your books, so you can access your books anytime and anywhere right from your smartphone. Audible.com also has the Great Listener Guarantee. If you decide you don't like the book you choose, no worries. You can exchange any book you aren't happy with for another title anytime. No questions asked. Might I recommend Jen Kirkman's new book, I Know What I'm Doing and Other Lies I Tell Myself? I think that would be a good one. And just for listeners of Doug Loves Movies, Audible.com is offering a free 30-day trial membership. Go to audible.com/Doug today to start your free trial. And again, it's a chance for you to show your support for Doug Loves Movies and get that free 30 days at audible.com/Doug. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Put some
work into
that. That was intense. I think you guys got some good ones. Let's start with Ross down on the end. Who are you playing for, Ross?
Man, I am playing for the Benpire Strikes Back.
Oh, that is beautiful. It's got T.J. Miller and Moshe Kasher and Jeff Tate and, of course, Billy Dee Williams. No reason to cover him up.
No.
And then Ben is the Jedi in the front. That's you, Ben. And then my giant head.
That's Darth Vader.
Fucking Darth Vader's helmet can't even fit on my stupid head. Do you guys know that Darth Vader was a Zika baby? I don't know. It didn't seem so bad in my head. Poor Zika babies. All right, Theo, who you got there?
I got...
Blades of Lori.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's Lori and me out on the ice.
Yeah, you look nice out there.
But they also managed to get a little Theo in there. And why does it say Hamps and G-Pigs on there?
Well, they just busted a man actually in our town with a 30-pound bag of hamster bones on him. Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't know about that.
Yeah, yeah, they got him.
Finally.
How many hamsters do you have to murder to get 30 pounds of bones?
I'm not getting into it today, dude. All right.
You know, oddly, there's 15,000 bones in a hamster. So it's only two of those little guys.
Yeah, very little bone, a little bit in the chest plate. You can't even make a wish on them at Thanksgiving. You can't. Trust me, I know all about it. So yeah, I'm playing for Lori, but mine doesn't have anything on the back. Does it have a special certificate?
Well, Is that he's supposed to put a shithead on the back, but you know, maybe she.
I thought she wrote that to me.
Read it out loud.
Or maybe she's confident. She thinks he's gonna win.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you win, it won't matter.
Are we supposed to open the shithead?
No, I'll do that at the
okay,
end.
Okay, okay, okay.
I'll take care of it later. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. What do you got there, Scoot?
I got. I'm playing for Reagan, but Indiana Jones, Reagan of. Does that make sense?
Indiana
Reagan
Jones,
of the Lost Ark.
Reagan of the Lost Ark. Instead of Raiders. Reagan
got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Nice. Nice. Clever.
And then my face taped over Indiana Jones.
And some donuts hanging.
And then there's donuts hanging off the sides. Like, I don't remember that scene from that movie. And then a whole box of donuts at your feet.
Yeah, so, and that came with the sign.
Yeah.
Just in case any of these fall off, I can replace them quickly.
It's good to have backup donuts for with your sign. And you can, you know, you can, you don't have to hold the whole thing up the whole time. You can set it down if you want. But just set it down face up so I can reference Reagan on occasion. Or don't. That's cool. Who are you playing for, Justin?
I'm playing for the life of Katic with Steve Zissou. So your name's Steve?
Her name's Kate.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, so I felt like we were, you know, I'm glad I happened to pick that movie that I didn't want to see again, and you had this really awesome diorama that you made, and it's got a little submarine with Kate and Doug's faces in it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It looks great.
I saw it on Twitter today.
Yeah. Very nice.
And I thought, well, we'll see if Justin finds that out in the audience as he brought the DVD.
I didn't. Ross pointed it out.
Oh, good. Good eye, Ross. I like people who choose name tags for more than just themselves. It's very, very refreshing attitude.
It gave me less anxiety, you know, when I didn't have to decide.
It was tough, and there's a lot of donuts in the house, and congratulations for getting them in here. And thank you to the Punchline for allowing people to bring in donuts. Some comedy clubs are like, we serve chicken wings. We don't need you loading up on donuts. And I meant to say chicken fingers, but it still worked. All right, so let's start off with a game that is just taking on the world. I don't know what that means. People love it. It's called Purple Rain Man. And it's basically just like the title suggests. It's two movie titles jammed together into one title. I'll give you the cast of a mashup movie, and you tell me the title. All three of you can guess as often as you'd like. And I'll start with the third billed stars of these two movies, and then work my way up until when I tell you the stars of the movies, hopefully, it won't, you'll be able to figure it out. I don't think it's an easy one, but it's also not a difficult one. It's medium.
Suspense is killing me.
The third billed stars of this movie mashup are Casey Affleck and Thomas Mitchell.
What is it?
So Casey Affleck is in the first title and Thomas Mitchell is in the second, and they mash up together these two titles.
Gone Baby Gone Girl?
Oh, that's not a bad guess, dude. But incorrect. Ooh. Here's the next pair. Actors.
Oh, it's other people.
Ed Harris and Vivian Leigh.
Gone Baby Gone with the Wind.
That's correct. Ross Marquand takes it.
You got it.
And of course the stars were Morgan Freeman and Clark Gable. So Theo, real quick, a little Morgan Freeman in Gone Baby Gone with the Wind.
I've always depended upon the kindness of strangers. And you shouldn't fight anymore, baby, because you're in a concussion.
You're thinking of $1 Million Baby.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I'm just going to...
But that is great advice. Do not fight when you're in a concussion. Tell the truth! All right, so Ross, good job. All you win for that is you get to go first in the next game. And it's the last game that's going to, you know, really matter. So just have fun with it, you guys. And I'd like to play a brand new game. We beta tested it once. I think I've got it worked out. Ron Bennington's Mojo Rising or the Adjusted for Inflation Bureau. Yeah. Ross gets to go first, then we'll go to Theo, Scoot, and Justin, and each of you get to guess a movie that might be in the top three of all time of a particular actor that I name. And this is adjusted for ticket price inflation by Box Office Mojo. And if you name the number one movie, you get 3 points. If you name the number two movie, you get two. And the number three movie, you get one. And the first person to 5 points is going to win this thing.
First.
That's how it works out, I think. And we'll see if it works. And so Ross gets to go first, and I'm going to name this actor, and he gets to name one movie. So you want to try to name the best box office performance that person's ever had with inflation adjustment. And then each of you has to guess a different movie.
So there's worst performance, but the most money the movie ever made. I mean, it's... Same thing.
There's no worse part. It's just.
But the movie we name is whatever made the most money.
Yeah, an adjustment for inflation, because like Gone with the Wind's like the number one movie of all time if you adjust for inflation.
You rang.
All right, so starting with Ross, just tell me what you think might be in the top three of all-time movies for, had to do her to get it out of the way, Amy Adams. So what do you think is the top Amy Adams movie of all time?
Wow. I'm going to say, I did see Doug and Julia, which made me laugh. Was that you? That was very funny. I think it's going to be Catch Me If You Can.
Right, that's his guess. Yes. Moving down to Theo. Just probably one. Just name any Amy Adams movie you could think of.
I'm gonna go with probably. Like, what do you think? Probably. I mean, if you had to ballpark it, don't give me one.
What's that?
Enchanted. Like, yeah, Enchanted.
Okay, don't do that, you guys.
Okay, sorry, someone cheated.
It's all. Somebody cheated, but he's going with Enchanted.
Well, I can go with something different, dude. No, I know a movie that she was in, actually. Oh, she was in a movie called, nope, she was not in Family Man, dude. It's Tia Leone, dude. My best.
Do not cross him on Family Man.
Sorry.
He knows that shit.
I think it's My Best Friend's Wedding.
Okay. Should have gone with Enchanted. Let's move on to Scoot. What do you think is the top Amy Adams movie?
Can I ask a question?
You just did.
I'm gonna say maybe Batman versus Superman.
Full title.
Dawn of.
You're in it, dude.
Don't do this to me.
Or was your entire body a special effect? Because I know they had to take your legs out. It's actually Gary Sinise played the part.
I worked one day, they scanned me and I left.
Dawn of...
Justice,
yes. All right, and Justin, you get to guess one as well.
Well, that was the one I was going to go with, so...
What would you go with instead?
I can't think of another Amy Adams movie.
Yes, you can. She's in Superman versus Batman. So what else was she in?
Hold on. He's giving me a pretty strong hint that it's Man of Steel.
Okay, that's what you're going to go with? All right, you say Man of Steel. Okay, so coming in at number one, of course, Batman versus Superman. Yes, so you get 3 points.
Nice work, Reagan.
Scoot gets 3 for that. Good job. And then in second place is Man of Steel. So Justin gets 2 well points for that. And third place was Catch Me If You Can. So, yeah. Good job. So everybody got points that time.
Well, not Steel.
Everybody who has a chance to win today just got some points.
That hurt a little. That
but this next round, don't help Theo out. Let him do it on his own. Unless, I mean, that might be fun to let the audience help Theo, but.
I'm going to get one. Yeah, I thought of a different one actually afterwards, I think.
Oh, yeah? Which one was that?
Oh, fuck, man. I honestly.
You sure it wasn't Family Man?
It wasn't.
It was
it
Fuck
came
Man.
And went. It wasn't Fuck Me. It was.
Oh, they said Fat Man.
Oh, no. I don't remember what
fuck
it was.
Me if
Amy
you can.
Adams. I think it was. Might have been like Bridget Terabithia. Nope. I'm out. Never mind.
All right. I think you might do better this next round. I have a very, very good feeling about it. And we'll start with you, Theo. You get the first shot at this, and then we'll move down the line, same order as before. Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
And we're picking the same thing for him?
Yes, an Amy Adams movie that Sam Jackson likes. No, it's...
I'd probably say Gone
yeah,
Girl.
Yeah, just name your what you think is the top Sam Jackson movie of all time.
Oh, I know what this is. This is... I can see him right there in it. He's got a wig on, and he's got...
He's got big old sideburns.
Yeah, and he's got, like, kind of darker skin.
Wait, what?
He does. I know exactly what it is, dude.
Sort
it's famous.
Sort of departure for him. What?
It's a famous movie. It's a...
It was a box office hit.
Yeah, I know.
Samuel L. Jackson in famous movie.
No, Samuel L. Jackson in... With the when they're running around and they're trying to shoot him, the man's wearing the tuxedo with his friend, dude. You know what I'm talking to fuck about? Yeah, I just don't know all the names, dude. But I mean, you know, like you don't eat the man a cheeseburger. You're eating a cheeseburger, motherfucker. And they're running, and Woody Harrelson's in it.
Is it a big Kahuna burger?
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know this cheese from Britain, boy. You know this cheese from Britain.
That's not Woody Harrelson.
Boy, yeah,
no, that's Samuel L. Jackson.
But the other guy's not Woody Harrelson.
The other guy isn't Woody Harrelson. It's John Travolta. Woody Harrelson's in the end.
That fucking shirt right there.
Yeah, Reservoir Dogs. Thank you.
Alright, so he's going with Reservoir Dogs. What do you got, Scoot? Scoot, give me a Sam Jackson movie.
I mean, I don't want to go with this. I just want to throw it out there and see what the response is.
Okay. Test the waters?
Yeah. Snakes on the plane. It did well, right? No, that's not what I want the old Star Wars. What? I mean the old the Jar Jar Binks Star Wars.
That's what a lot of us call it.
I don't have the full title. I'm gonna go with something else because I don't know the title. Samuel L. Jackson.
There's still that one that's up for grabs. That
he's in Captain America.
Full right? title.
I don't know the full title.
I know they fucking burn you on those full titles.
It's the
only
Captain
you can
America.
Think of a two-word title that's not Reservoir Dogs, and is featured on a man's shirt sitting right in front of us.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Captain America, the first one.
The first one.
Okay, all right. I mean, you know, if it's completely wrong, you don't need the full title.
That's Captain America, Dawn of America, right? Yeah.
Justin. Yeah, you got a real shot here to take this thing home.
Oh, I'm going to change mine.
Nope.
Oh, never mind, I don't know the title.
Is it Captain America Civil War?
That's the correct title. Is that what you want to go with?
You stole.
I want to go with Marvel's The Avengers, Age of Ultron.
Okay. Ross?
I was going to go with The Avengers, but Scoop brought up a great point. And I think I'm going to have to now change my vote to Star Wars Episode 3. I think that was better grossing than the second one, right? Yeah, I think it was. Revenge of the Sith.
Okay. This was a very exciting round. Because even those of you who named actual Samuel L. Jackson movies by their actual titles, you still didn't make the top three.
Oh, because it was, he died in the second one, didn't he? What, he died in the okay, wait.
No, but the top three are number one, Jurassic Park.
Shit.
Yeah, hang on to your butts.
Yeah, he was the engineer. He was the
Samuel L. Jackson.
He's like, hold on to your butts.
Computer.
Hold on to your butts.
Says, "Oh shit, we got to get out of here." And then he gets his arm torn off.
I just saw that.
You saw Jurassic World. Jurassic World.
Yeah, he's not in all of them. He's not.
He wasn't in the first one.
He straight up dies in Jurassic Park.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then the second movie on his top three, according to Box Office Mojo, adjusted for inflation, is Star Wars Episode One.
Really?
Phantom Menace. And then his number three, you were so fucking close. You added too many words. It was just Marvel's The Avengers. Yeah, not the Age of Ultron. So no points for anyone that
Wait,
round.
He said Old Avengers. I was going to say The Avengers. He said Age of Ultron?
Yeah.
Shit, I heard Avengers. Okay, no, whatever, it's fine.
He went on and said Age of Ultron. I was like, you're blowing it, dude. I said it with my eyes.
Shit. Miscommunication.
But Theo, you got as many points as anyone else in that round.
Call it a comeback, son. The gentle comeback.
How many points does Theo have?
Zero.
Why does it still feel like he's winning?
Oh, we got a plan, brother.
It's his charming personality.
We got a plan. We don't know what it is, though.
Here's the next round, you guys. We'll start with Scoop. Then Justin. So you got a lot of time to think, Theo.
I'm going to start now.
Now, these, of course, are movies that are directed by... and possibly also starring, but it's mainly directed by Spike Lee. Ooh. Scoot, what do you think's the top grossing Spike Lee movie?
Man, I don't know.
That's why it's a fun game.
Did he do White Man Can't Jump?
All right, next.
I just get scared. I was just throwing it out there to see what the response was.
That's not how it works. You can't beta test the answers. Justin?
Do the Right Thing.
That, in fact, is a Spike Lee movie, correct.
All right. I'm on the board.
Ross?
I'm going to go with Inside Man.
Oh, great one.
Theo?
I'm going to go with Poetic Justice. Is it a Spike Lee movie?
No.
Is he in it? He's not in it?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
That's Tupac and Janet Jackson, right?
Spike had to be there somewhere, huh?
It was... what's his name? The guy who did Boys in the Hood.
Singleton.
Oh, Lamar Singleton. Yeah. Okay.
You're good?
Can I pick another one or not?
Yeah, I'll let you pick another one.
Okay, then. Thank you. I appreciate that, guys.
It'll be fun for you to get some points.
White Men Can't Jump. Did you do that? No? You didn't? Then I quit, dude. Then I fucking quit. And I'm sorry, Denise.
It's Blades of Glory, not Blades of Denise.
It's Denise.
Whatever, dude. I can't even fucking get this right. How can I do this, dude? I don't know. How long did y'all fucking practice for this?
You gotta do a lot of training for Doug Loves Movies. You really gotta can't just walk in here and be like, I saw Family Man.
So good though.
You wanna try one more Spike Lee movie?
Yeah, man, I'll go with one more. Because I was just thinking about this one because of Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
See?
All right, so what'd you say, Ross?
Inside Man.
Number one. Number one. So Ross gets 3 points for that, which brings him to 4 points. He's right there on the precipice of victory. And then what'd you say again, Theo?
Malcolm X.
Malcolm X, number two. Theo and Justin are tied with 2 points each now. And the third Spike Lee movie was one that no one named, Jungle Fever. Jungle Fever. Yeah, I wouldn't imagine that one would be up there that high, but, you know. I mean, once you get Jungle Fever, there's no cure. You guys want to do one more round? I think that'll put us over the top. Somebody should win on this round. And this, we'll start with you, Justin, is an actor who goes by the name of Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe. He's in a very good movie right now called The Nice Guys. That's quietly making okay money. If you haven't seen it yet, I recommend it.
All right, I heard about this movie, Gladiator.
You've heard about Gladiator? That's a great porn title. He's Gladiator. Ross?
I'm going to go with the son of, father of Jor-El, Man of Steel.
Okay, that's a good one. Theo. Russell Crowe.
I'm a nerd, dude. I'm a total nerd. Yeah, that's why.
How do you just know the names?
I stay home a lot, yeah.
Just Bowers or just...
You don't do a Russell Crowe impression, do you?
No, not really. No, I don't.
Just throw your phone at somebody.
Yeah.
I think it was I think it was like a hotel room phone. It wasn't even a cordless. It was cordless. I love those cordless ones with the antenna that you pull out. Super old, dude. Theo's really working on this.
I want to say the crow.
Russell Crowe is the crow.
Did I know? Is that a yeah?
Wrong spelling, somebody yells out. Like, that's the only thing that was wrong about that. So close, if it wasn't for the spelling.
Yeah, he's a tough one.
Yeah. Scoot.
L.A. Confidential.
That's a good choice.
That was a sleeper one.
It was a sleeper. And who said Gladiator?
I did.
Justin, Gladiator, number one. Yeah. Who said Man of Steel? Ross said it. Number two, Man of Steel. 2 points for Ross. Who said A Beautiful Mind? Because that was number three. And what were the other? The crow didn't make the top three.
Beautiful Mind be L.A. Confidential?
I think L.A. Confidential was didn't do that well.
Really?
Like it was critically acclaimed and won awards and stuff, and I thought it was great, but I don't think it did that well.
My favorite.
But you know, anybody can look it up on Box Office Mojo. You can look up an actor and then just find a list of their top 20 or 30 movies with the inflation adjustment. Mm. Thanks again to Ron Bennington for hipping me off to that. And that's Mojo Rising or Adjusted for Inflation Bureau. And now I have to say that this is probably a wrinkle I need to work out, because both two of you made it to 5 points on that round. But since Ross has 6 and Justin has 5, we got to call Ross the winner. Unless sudden death between Ross and Justin to decide it. One more round. Here we go. We'll start with Ross. Gets to go first. Chris Ludacris Bridges. And by the way, Sam Jackson, Spike Lee, and Chris Bridges are all from Atlanta, so shout out to them from their homes, their home. What do you got, Ross? Biggest grossing Ludacris movie.
Well, it's one of the Fasts. It's got to be one of the Fasts, right? God, what was the best fasting one? It was about Gandhi. Too fast. Too fast. Fasting too hard. Yeah, yeah. Loves those hunger strikes. God. Thank you. Man. It's got to be. I mean, I didn't watch a lot of these, is a thing. So there was like 8 of them, right? Sorry. No, I watched Fast 7. I watched Fast 7, and I watched Fast 1. Anywhere in between. Damn.
You really like bookends.
I'm just going to go with The Fast and the Furious.
Straight up, The Fast and the Furious?
Straight up, Fast and the Furious.
Okay.
No?
The audience does not care.
Everyone's
for that.
Everyone's saying no.
But we still have
you
another
failed.
Person in play, okay. You guys, so settle down.
One time
Justin.
I saw Ludacris in a restaurant once.
And did and you go, this is insane?
I did. I saw he ordered a cappuccino, and he took a sip and went, woo, coolest thing I've ever seen. That's exactly why I moved to Atlanta. But for my guess, I'm going to go with Fast 7. Furious 7.
Since when do we change shit up like that? Well, like, I want to clarify.
Well, you know, that could have been a wrong answer, but I don't know what to do with my
was it Furious 7?
I'd love to just say when things are wrong out loud. But the answer is Furious 7. I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, thank you, Doug.
And Fast and Furious didn't make the cut, but because number 2 was Fast and Furious 6, and number 3 was Fast 5.
That's 5. Okay, so when
my
descending
order? My
favorite
one, because it's my favorite expression for a hand job. Yeah. How are we doing on time, you guys? You doing all right? Yeah. People have places to go? Does anybody want a donut? Yeah. Let's toss out some donuts, you guys. Only to the hungry people. Oh, we got a pregnant lady, so that's...
We got 2 more boxes in the front row.
Well, we got you enough do? On stage already, you guys. Because also, these aren't messy ones. These are reasonably...
What kind are those,
they're
brother?
Sticky, but they're not...
Dunkin' Donuts? Can I have one?
Yeah, just give Theo just the one.
I didn't need anything today.
I do want to hit that pig in the face. Thank you for asking. Try not to make a big mess with these, you guys. The club's nice enough to let people bring in donuts.
Let me get one of these. Oh, man. I'm going to eat one of these, and I say you pass the rest around.
Yeah, hold up your fucking sign. I'll fucking hit your sign.
Peach, huh? This is...
Oh, shit. Try again. All right, that's enough of that. Did you guys throw some?
Let's pick which one of these. Let's pick which one of these are the best.
The contest you can finally win.
Yeah. I picked this one.
You get a participant ribbon.
Are you going to go for that one?
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, hit that. Oh, he's going to frisbee it. Oh, shit.
Wow.
You guys, John Cusack just walked in with a boombox.
That's awesome.
I want to hit that boombox so bad.
It might be a
big degree of difficulty, though, because it's a low ceiling. I have to throw it really hard.
What is going on?
I've already crushed it in my hand.
You got this.
That would be like the weirdest scene in Say Anything, where she goes to run into his arms and he's just gone. He just gave up. Lloyd Dobler wouldn't give up. He would wait until a donut hits him in the goddamn face.
You got that.
Oh! Woo! That's nice.
Fucking Dobler, where'd you go again?
Oh, that's a lady.
See, that's what I was afraid would happen. The ceiling's too low, but sorry, Lloyd. Have a good trip to England. Thank you. Oh, napkins and everything. What a full-service situation.
I got some peanut butter on my crotch. That was a good donut. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, you know what I was thinking of was,
He had a moment of contemplation.
Which round are you on?
No. Dream Team. Dream Team. Have you seen that?
With Michael Keaton and Christopher Lloyd?
And they go to the baseball game?
Yeah, who's in that?
Christopher Lloyd, Michael Keaton.
No, I mean, why'd you bring it up? That's just another movie you like?
It's great, if you guys haven't seen that. I'm not going to tell you what happens, but it's good. It's about mental health.
Yeah, Flounder from Animal House is
Peter,
in it.
Peter Boyle.
Peter Boyle.
Peter Boyle.
He's not Flounder, but yeah. Stephen First, that's his name. All right.
You saw in the theater?
No more audience answers.
Wow.
Because we're about to play Last Man Standing. May I get another vodka soda up on stage, dear Punchline, if that's possible? If it's not, that's cool. I know you're very busy. It's a packed house. Thanks to everybody for coming. Somebody in this audience has been pre-selected to suggest an actor or actress for us to play Last Man Stanton. And Justin, we're calling Justin the winner of that last game, so he'll go first, then Scoot, then Theo, then Ross, then me, because I like to play too. We just take turns naming movies that this actor or actress is in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you do have one lifeline, one time and one time only in this game. You can use the person on your name tag to help you with the answer. So yeah, those are gonna come in handy, I can feel it. And the, oh, thank you so much. Yeah, let's hear it for the staff here at the Punchline. That was all vodka, you guys. You're like, we want this early show to be over early. Just give him a full glass of vodka. Fucking pass out that piece of crap. All right. Where is Shay is dead? Shay is dead. Oh, of course. Been talking to Shay the whole show, not realizing it's the same Shay that I chose from Twitter today. And why do you call yourself Shay is dead?
It's my middle name.
Because Shay is your middle name?
And I came back to life.
You came back to life. You really, like, went down the hallway and saw the little lady from Poltergeist and all that shit?
No.
Holy cow. I'll have to talk to you about that later. You believe in that sort of thing, Theo?
In what?
The Great Beyond?
Yeah, like, you know, like when you have a near-death experience, you, like, go down a hallway and you see all your dead family members and stuff.
100%, dude.
Yeah, we'll talk to Shay, man. It's happened to him.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Wow, talk about a dream team. What do you got for us, Shay? What should we play today?
Okay, you haven't done him, but you're starting to run out of people you haven't done, right?
I guess we're running out of people we haven't done. You know, it seems somewhat infinite, but you never know.
Do you think Ryan Reynolds has enough credits?
Ryan Reynolds certainly has enough credits. I'd be happy to play Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, let's do Ryan Reynolds. And like I said, Justin will start us off.
Guess we'll get the obvious one out of the way, Captain Deadpool.
Okay, that was fun, but I you know, you gotta say the right title.
I was one of the things where you say a sentence and the last part is the title.
That's true. But just say it again just so that we're clear.
Deadpool.
That you know it's just called Deadpool.
Marvel's Deadpool.
Disney's Marvel's Deadpool. All right. We'll swing back over to you, Ross. Any Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds.
X-Men's Origin Wolverine. X-Men Origins Wolverine.
That's what I meant. Yeah, you're right. I did fuck up the order.
Yeah.
We're supposed to go to Scoot. So we'll go to Scoot, and you get that one on the count, Ross.
Yes.
Mississippi Grind.
Yeah, okay. I haven't seen that yet, but I hear it's good. Are you in that?
No, but it's good. It's really good.
Are you in any movies with Ryan Reynolds?
Nope.
Okay. Because that would be helpful for you. If that happened. What's happening?
Yeah, I've seen millions of movies. I just know the name of half of them.
Well, I think 500,000 movies would be a lot to choose from when we play these games.
Yeah.
You're just getting on the wrong side every time.
Yeah.
All right. Theo, Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
And you can use your lifeline.
I just don't want to use it so early, though.
Yeah, no, that's probably a good point.
But I don't know if I have a choice.
Well, also, if you use your lifeline now, and then as it's going around, one of us might say something that'll, you know, make you think of another one, you know?
Right.
So it's not a terrible thing to do.
Like, what process are you using, like, when you're trying to think of... Like, are you picturing, are you, like, visualizing, you, like,
yeah,
you hear their voice?
Yeah, you use visualization, you, like, you know, you think of, you know, movies that you saw them in that you may have liked or remember in any way at all. And then you just go from there. But it is tough. You want to use your lifeline?
Yeah, let's use it. She let's seems fired it. Up.
Yeah. No, I'm sure she's got one. It's pretty early.
Yeah, let's game. Use it. Let's use it. Let's go in.
Lori, what do you got? The Proposal.
Yeah.
With Sandra Bullock. There you
That's
go.
It's a good one.
All right, and so Ross already had one on account. Shit. Drop my piece of paper. I'm going to go with... Definitely Maybe. Yeah. I'm gonna drop my pen. I can't keep my shit together at all. I told you I need you again. Thank you so much. Justin.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Just Friends.
Yeah! I love that movie. Very entertaining movie. When that's on cable, I'm staying home for a while. What one did I say? Oh, Definitely Maybe. Scoop.
Van Helsing, Van. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
It's not Van Kreischer.
Van, and I know another one too, but I don't know the name of it.
Let's go to your lifeline.
What is it? What is it?
Van Wilder.
Van, is that it? Yes. I'd have never gotten that. Van Wilder.
All right, we're going with Van Wilder. Yeah, doesn't it have more words?
Yeah, it does. Yes.
That's the correct title.
Wait, where's the lifeline? Where's she? What's Reagan. The full title? No, just her.
National Lampoon's Van Wilder.
National Lampoon's Van Wilder, that's right. All right, we're back to Theo.
He won't help me out. And I'm not trying to rat you out, but I don't want them thinking that I don't know all alone, you know? Because he could be helping me, but he isn't. And honestly, dog, I'll tell you honestly, dude, I know one, and I can see it, man. I can see him back there, you know? He's an employee.
Don't just start crying.
He's an employee. And he's kind of like dumb but fancy at it, you know? And he's handsome.
That's a sign.
The light I hit with the donut just went out.
Training day.
And I gotta tell you, I know I'm much more comfortable up here now. It's a cooler lighting now, you know? It's like, you don't mind doing your sets tonight in the dark, dude.
I told you, buddy.
I should have hit that one that makes the crazy disco light on the lady at the bar. That's the one I should have hit. But nothing, Theo?
No, there is something. And I'm going to go with, I just know that when I say it, you're going to say no. And I don't, that's what I don't want to happen, really. I'm having a nice time, but... okay, I'm sorry for taking up everybody's time, and I'm going to go out on a limb and just say shenanigans.
All right, you're out.
Fuck!
Sorry, settle down, you guys.
Is that one?
Settle down.
Oh, it's wrong, too, huh? Yeah.
No, that's incorrect. Ross?
Waiting.
Yeah. He works in a restaurant called Shenanigans.
I
and waiting. Yeah. That's the name of the restaurant in waiting is Shenanigans.
Dang, wow. Wow.
People.
All right. I will go with the voices.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he had a cameo in Waiting to Exhale, but...
still waiting.
I know he was in The Green Lantern.
Yeah, he was. He even makes jokes about it in Marvel's Deadpool, Captain Deadpool. Green Lantern. All right, Scoot, we're back to
There's
you.
Another one. Obviously, I don't know the name of it, but it's a superhero one. It's like Underworld, or he's in a suit. I mean, like a comic book suit. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to get it. I remember the poster, though. It's like Underworld or... I pass.
Pass out. Ross?
Oh yeah, do you want lifeline?
What happened to his lifeline?
I used mine,
already, didn't he?
Yeah.
I already used it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for nothing. Ross.
The Amityville Horror.
Yes. Is that?
I didn't know if it was called Amity or if they updated the title, but I think.
You know, I'm gonna give you it because it's close enough.
Cool.
It's right. And it's right according to Shay. So you know that's got to be true. I'm going to go with a motion picture that starred him in a coffin.
Oh, fuck.
Called Buried.
Great
Buried.
One.
Yeah. Great
one. All right, I think what you were trying to... Blade Trinity?
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
Is that what you were trying to think of?
That is not what I was thinking of. There's another one.
All right, well, then we're on to Ross.
I might need to reach out to my lifeline.
Okay. I think we're doing a great job with the Ryan Reynolds. We're really clearing the table.
You got something?
What do you got, Lifeline?
R-I-P-D.
R-I-P-D.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
With Jeff Bridges.
Very good one.
RIP, man. Yeah. Yeah, R-I-P-D.
Rest in Police Department.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
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 All right.
Shit.
So it's back to me already. I don't have a Lifeline. So I'm going to say,
You know the one I'm thinking of, though?
Oh, let me think of the one you're thinking of. What are you just thinking about the other time he played Deadpool? Because that one's already been said.
No, wait, there's the Deadpool that just came out. And yeah. Then, was the other one called Deadpool, too?
Well, no, but he played Deadpool in a movie before.
No. This is him.
And he was Green Lantern. So
no, it's before Green Lantern.
Interesting. All right. Guys, we're still playing. Justin.
I'm going to have to go with my lifeline. You got anything?
Yeah,
Safehouse.
Safehouse! No one is safe. No one is house. Can't believe I couldn't think of that. Safe fucking house. But that opens up some... When you think of him as a cop kind of character, that might help a little bit. I don't know. Ross?
Jesus.
Theo's thought of one.
I'm a fan of his too. It sounds like I'm not a fan.
Well, I like
Ryan Reynolds.
We've said a lot of them.
Damn.
Yeah. Doing real good.
I feel like I should have more.
I know, me too. But I just couldn't pull out another one.
Damn. Was he in Miss Congeniality? I got nothing. I'm sorry.
No. All right, Justin, you got one more?
My man.
Huh?
If I don't have one, am I out? Like, or do I win?
Well, I think you win. I think you were the last one to successfully name one. Yeah. So you'd be the winner, even if you don't think of one. It's just fun to rub it in.
I'm out. Sorry, bro.
All right, which ones did we miss?
Adventureland.
Was it?
The Nine.
Adventureland.
Smoking Aces. Harold and Kumar.
Let's be cops.
He's the doctor!
Oh, yeah. The woman in the...
We already said that.
Wolverine Change up. Origins?
That was said. We said that.
Dick.
yeah, Wolverine Origins. Employee of the Month wasn't him. It's Dane Cook. Adventureland, yes, Adventureland.
The change-up.
10?
Ooh, let's be cops.
What? Oh, Ted. I thought you said 10. It's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What?
I just love saying that.
What's it called?
Paper Man? You're a liar.
Yep, that's what I was thinking of.
He's a superhero in Paper Man? Wow.
Paper Man.
Nice job, dude. I feel good now. What else?
The
Croods. The
Croods.
Turbo. Turbo, yes. The fucking fast snail movie. Ghost of Girlfriend's Past has Ryan Reynolds?
That's McConaughey.
Valentine's Day.
No. Now you guys are just saying shit. A Million Ways to Die in the West, he's in that? Yeah. What does he do?
Uncredited.
He gets shot.
What about Fruitvale Station?
That's a big one, Selfless.
Was he in Fruitvale Station?
No. Who do you think he played in that? White Cop number 2? Ted. Yeah, we already had a... You're staring at your phone so much, we already had a big discussion about that.
Sorry.
While you're staring at it.
The
X-Files.
That's David Duchovny.
We're doing movies.
Two guys, a girl, and a pizza place. All right, no more yelling out. So Justin's our winner today.
Thank you, guys.
And I believe you, did you win for her the other night as well? Was it the same?
No, that was a different
person?
Lady.
Okay, because she's
there. She
she's
is.
Back too.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, so where is Kate?
Kate's down there.
Come get. You might want to bring a helper to come get all your stuff. It's rather involved.
It's her birthday. She won, all right.
It's her birthday.
And it's her birthday.
Aww.
I know it's your birthday, but can I keep the Xbox?
Yeah, you gotta get that name tag back. That's a nice one. There you go. Congratulations. Good job, Kate.
Thank you very much. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. May you have at least one or two more. And, at the least. Justin, what do you got to plug, buddy?
Just follow me on Twitter. I'm on there, Justin T-E-E.
Justin T-E-E.
Well, every good variation of Justin Thompson was taken, so if one of your listeners works at Twitter and wants to help me out, that'd be dope.
Oh, if there's somebody that can just take Justin Thompson from a rightful Justin Thompson?
No, that's the thing. It's being held by this spam account that, you know, is inactive.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we should be able to work that out.
I've emailed them and they don't listen. If you can help, that'd be great.
All right. I'll see what I can do. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you guys. I do want to plug a show. Actually, I want to make sure I get the details right. At the end of the month, we're doing the Roast of Jon Snow. So if you're a Game of Thrones fan, that'll be awesome to check out. A bunch of Atlanta comics are going to play characters. And it's going to be at the Highland Inn Ballroom and Lounge. Yeah, you guys familiar? It's a great
thing. Is there going to be a lot of fucking like on that show?
It's going to be so much fucking.
Okay, good.
So, all right, I got the details here. That's going to be at the Highland Inn Ballroom Thursday the 30th. Come on out, probably at 8 o'clock. We'll see you then.
Atlanta phenom Justin Thompson, everybody. Scoot McNairy, season 3 of Halt and Catch Fire, AMC Network, debuts on a date to be determined. So just keep an eye out for that. And anything else you want to say?
Thanks for having me again. I have a great time doing the show.
Yay!
Oh, can I also say thanks?
What's happening now?
Can I also say thanks?
Thanks to what?
Having me on the show.
Oh, sure.
This is a dream come true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad you're not ever going to be on again. You're just so disruptive. Such a pain in the ass. Theo, buddy, what's going on?
Well, thank you. I'm going to say that first.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to be here tonight and tomorrow night. I'll elaborate on that hamster story a little bit. And I'll be in Fort Lauderdale July 7th through 10th and New York September 2nd and 3rd. So, telling jokes. And a lot of other places.
What's your website or Twitter or whatever?
At Theo Von, just T-H-E-O-V-O-N. And I'm an adult and I feel like I'm doing my best. Thank you. Thank you. And I do. And thank you very much, Doug. You have an amazing group of friends. It's inspiring, so thank you.
It's like if you got pulled over by a cop, you'd use that line. I'm an adult and I'm doing my best. Ross Marquand maybe survives into season 72 of Walking Dead. What else you got coming up, dude?
I did the Mindy Project, and I did a lot of fun, and Deadbeat, also on Hulu, and, you know, watch The Walking Dead, you know? Amen. It's a good show.
You never know what could happen on that show. Yeah. Are you going to be on the season premiere of Talking Dead?
I have no idea.
Oh, I thought I'd trick you with that one. Who is going to be on that one?
I have no idea.
I mean, there is...
Maybe you will.
What?
I think you should be on it.
I've been on Talking Dead a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah, you
should. And I love doing it, but yeah. I'm so mad at Walking Dead right now.
No, don't be. Don't be.
I'm so mad at it.
It's a good way to end it. It's a good cliffhanger.
No, it's not a good cliffhanger.
I think it's a good cliffhanger.
It's not a good
cliffhanger. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, no. Yeah. I think it's a good way to end it.
It makes me too sad.
I like cliffhangers, though.
I like a cliffhanger where the person might live.
Ooh, Sylvester Stallone.
Wait, what? Oh.
That's Sylvester Stallone. That is, isn't it?
It's him, yeah. He's doing the fucking... I think we should do a new show called Theo Loves Movies. And there's no game. It's just he just names movies he actually loves.
Yeah.
That's it.
Or we just gave Theo a really horrible case, a weird case of Tourette's, where anytime he hears a title in a conversation, he's going to name who's in that movie. I love it. Thank you once again to all of my guests, Ross Marquand, Theo Vaughn, Scoot McNairy, and Justin Thompson. And pass down those shitheads. Lori, who's your shithead? Oh, because you had your thing taped on the other night? That was the incident?
It ripped the paper.
It ripped it? I still read it okay.
Yeah.
But what is yours tonight, today?
I would say probably the heat and humidity.
Okay. That's a good one. Just pass me that one. Thank you very much. And you don't have one, Theo, as we just discussed. And is there something on the back of yours, Ross? Nothing on the back of Ross's?
I don't think so, right? But you got something?
Ben?
Oh, you got it. You got it. Okay.
What is it, Ben? Oh, he's going to bring it to me. Yeah, we're, no rush. There you go. Pass
wow,
it down.
He was in. Yeah, Legend of Bagger Vance.
Fire? What? What is this? Fire? Why? What the hell is
Hello?
Happening? And what does this one say? It says fire and being what?
Fire, catch fire.
Oh, firefly being. That's what. That's what you think you wrote down? Canceled is C A N C. As always. Always, heat and humidity are a shithead. Yeah. Firefly Lean Cake is a shithead. And people who shoot animals are a shithead. Yeah. Play that end theme if you can. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Is doing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you. Just come out to me. Thank you guys so much. You are awesome as usual. Good night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.